It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Melissa Livingstone. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Cal.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I haven't heard from you forever. It's nice to hear from you again.
I know. Long time.
It's been a while. Got a new song called Clumsy. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's talk about the year that was. It was a pretty good year for you.
I say so. It's been quite busy and a lot of exciting things happening for me.
Talk about the BCCMA. What was that about?
Okay, so in the spring, or maybe the summer, I was nominated for two awards at the BCCMAs, which is the British Columbia Country Music Association Awards, which is a mouthful. But I was nominated for Female Artist of the Year and the Ray McCauley Horizon Award, which is pretty much like New Artist. So I made it to the second ballot for Female Artist of the Year, and then I was still nominated in the final ballot for the Horizon Award. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the BCCMAs for my first time just two weekends ago in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And it was so crazy. Like, I've never been nominated for anything before, so I was super nervous. And I was like, I have to make a speech if I win. So I was just like, should I prepare it or should I just like wing it? So I was going with winging it. But I didn't end up winning, which is fine. It was still a great pleasure to be nominated and be recognized for my hard work in the last year, but mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super exciting.
That's great. The BCCMA is fantastic, not only for emerging artists, but for artists that have been playing for quite some time there.
Yes.
The radio tour in Ontario went well for you too, I understand.
It was good. It was kind of chaotic. I had a lot of driving.
They always are.
I know. I rented a car from Toronto, like from the airport, and I went to 10 cities in 4 days. One of my longest days was 14 hours long, yep. Which was insane. Yep. I was very tired. I didn't eat very much, and I didn't sleep very much either, but it was very cool because I wanted to go on a radio tour for a while now, and since I released a new single, I was like, this is the perfect time to go. And I was like, okay, that's great. I came home. I was very exhausted. I slept most day on Saturday. Yep. And then, yeah, it was very good.
Good. That new single is Clumsy. Tell me about that song.
So 2 years ago in 2017, I was preparing to record a bunch of songs. And I was recording either some of my songs that I had written. And I had also been pitched songs. And a songwriter from Vancouver by the name of Doug Fulkin reached out to me and my team at the time, and he pitched the song Clumsy, which he had written with a woman named Alyssa Marino. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, this song suits my personality. It suits the genre. It suits everything that I'm going for, like in my style of country music. And so I was like, I have to record this song. And over the last 2 years, it's been a whirlwind. I've done so many shows. I recorded it while I was living in Ontario at the very end of September, 2017. Mm-hmm. And I came back to BC, mm-hmm. and I put a lot of things under my belt. So I did some competitions. I headlined some shows in Kelowna. And then I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to release Clumsy. And it's been so good. Like, I've had a lot of great feedback over, I play it live at all my shows. So I've had a lot of great feedback over the last 2 years on the song. And people love it now that they can listen to it like on Spotify and Apple Music. So it's been really good.
Fans always seem to be right when it comes to that sort of thing, right?
I think so, yep. Yes.
That's right. Now, how did you get involved with Chad Brownlee and JoJo Mason, that tour? What was that about?
So last year in Kelowna, there was a new festival that started called Denim on the Diamond. And it was two guys, Kurt Dory and Mitch Carefoot, who started this amazing local festival, and they wanted to have a lot of country singers at it. It was like an all-day kind of thing, like downtown, and they brought in Chad Brownlee and JoJo Mason and some other local artists from Kelowna, and then they wanted to have a talent search to have someone open up for the whole thing. And I was like, well, that sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. So I got on board and I did the little competition. There was like three stages of it where you would like submit a song and they pick five people from the submissions. And then people would have to vote in their favorite. So I got into the top three. And then the top three people had to perform live for a panel of judges. And I ended up winning, which was amazing.
Great.
And I got to open up for the festival last August. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. So 2019, 2018 was good for you. What's coming up next year in 2020 for you?
So I'm currently in the stages of booking shows for next year. I can't actually say anything yet because mm-hmm. they're still in the works. But some exciting shows and some festivals that I'm really looking forward to. And I am going to be releasing more music in the spring. So going to be releasing another single and probably another 4-song EP. So working on that right now currently. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that.
Great. So how do we get a hold of you on social media then, Melissa? What's the best way for that?
There are, I'd say, two ways mostly. You can go to my website because that is the most place that you can see all of my social media. It's melissalemmystone.com. Very simple. And then also I'm very active on my Instagram, which is Melissa Livingstone Music. And you can see all my upcoming shows on there and talk to me and send me DMs and I'll reply. So those are two ways that are very good.
Awesome, Melissa. Thanks for the chat today. Really nice to hear from you and good luck with this new song.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Melissa Livingstone on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.